Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. My wife and I own Learburg. What I'm going to talk about today is superstitious association when used with remote collars, because it's an important thing that when new people buy a new remote collar and think they're going to train their dog with a remote collar, when they don't condition the dog to the collar correctly, can very easily have a situation that shows up that we call superstitious association. And what is that? Cindy and I just came in from a walk with our dogs and we were talking about it, and she brought up the fact of one of our dogs in the past, a Belgian Malinois female, when she was conditioning the dog to the collar, she made a mistake, and it happened so quickly that it had a lifelong effect on this dog. So she was walking it on our property, and she was using low-level stimulation with the dog, and the dog was doing something totally unrelated to what happened, and Cindy wasn't perfect on the timer as the dog walked over to a bucket, a 5-gallon white bucket, and she accidentally stimulated the dog when it got near that bucket, and for the rest of that dog's life, and it wasn't high-level stimulation, for the rest of that dog's life, it would walk a country mile around a 5-gallon bucket anywhere it saw it, no matter what was in it. Cindy said, I think that dog would have died if the only place it could ever get water was out of a 5-gallon bucket. It never would have gone and drank water. So this is a serious thing. People that get these remote collars, and I'm a big fan of a remote collar, but I'm a fan of conditioning the dog at the right time, using it the right way, and using it at a level that's tailored to the specific dog. And it's not buy a remote collar, I'm going to teach my dog to come. Fido, come. The only thing you might train your dog to do is turn around and run as fast as it can run the other way. But superstitious association in the backyard, for example, you have a nice little patch of rose bushes and you think you're going to stop your dog from pissing on the rose bush. So you stand in the house and you watch the dog and you wait till it goes over there and lifts its leg and pees on your bush, and the dog jumps about that high because you're not using the right level of stimulation, and he runs to the other side of the yard. Will he ever go near that bush again? Probably not, but he's going to pee over there because they don't generalize this superstitious association with other things, other than if they're buckets, then they pretty well generalize. They don't want a bucket to be anywhere near a bucket. So just keep that in thought. If you're gonna get a remote collar, I have excellent, excellent training videos on how to condition a dog to a remote collar and how to determine what level of stimulation you should be using on your dog that's based on the environment you're in at that moment in time and the number and severity of distractions that your dog is facing at that moment in time on where he is. So it's not just a one-all, tell-all deal. There's a lot to learn. It's not rocket science, but it does require sitting down, studying how to use these collars, taking the time to think about it, and then doing it correctly. And in closing this out, I'll say, you know, we have a 14-year-old Border Terrier that I love, Stella. And in her old age, she's gone deaf. I don't take her out ever, ever, not even out to pee off the steps in the front of my house without having that remote collar on her. And I don't use stimulation, I use vibration. Because her and I have learned to communicate. I can sit there and say, Stella, Stella. She don't hear it, and I'm from here to there away from it. But by training her using the vibration, she's with me all the time. If I'm out for a walk on our property and we have 45 acres and we have our horses and this and that, and if she gets sidestepped by a gopher hole or something, and you know, and I'm 50 yards in front of her, I just buzz her. And she looks up and boom, she comes running. She doesn't act like she's being corrected for the gopher hole. She just acts like, oh, okay, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. So think about this. If you're gonna get a remote collar, learn how to use it and don't get involved with superstitious association in white buckets.